What's up, y'all? This is Mitch, and you're listening to the Fully Fit Podcast, and I'm super pumped to be back with you guys because it's been a while, and just wanted to kind of touch base real quick. I know, you know, obviously with quarantine and everything, I fell off the map with the podcast, and you know, just had a lot going on, especially throughout quarantine and coming out of it, and I just recently moved back up to Lakewood. I moved home during quarantine. So that was a transitional phase for me. And then, you know, just getting back into the swing of things with the gym and with clients and everything like that, I wanted to make sure that my attention was focused there and really allow myself the right opportunity to come back into podcasting. So that way it didn't seem forced. It didn't seem inauthentic or anything like that. And so here we are today, and I'm excited to get into some new foundations in terms of where my podcast is going to be going for the foreseeable future. And what I want to do is I want to start giving you guys some like 15-minute episodes based around one topic of conversation, and just kind of go in on that and, you know, really hit you guys with some value, really hit you guys with some facts, and just some knowledge bombs, so that way you can hopefully take those golden nuggets and apply those into your day-to-day and see some positive change coming from that. So that's really the gist of it. And, you know, I'm really excited about today's topic because I think today's topic is something that everybody resonates with. And I think it's also something that's super important when we look at how do we work with ourselves in terms of, you know, we always address a lot of the external things like our nutrition and our workouts and things like that. But it's very often that we leave out the internal component of ourselves and why we're going after certain things and how our mental game is really focused around what we're doing. So the topic of conversation today is the problem with wanting to look better. And so what I really want to start with is just, you know, going into everybody wants to look better in some capacity. I'm not saying there's a problem with inherently wanting to look better, right? I know there's never really been a time where I'm like, you know what? I am just too fit. I'm just really shredded. And I really don't like how I look. I think everybody's at the point where they're like, you know, I would love to lose an extra couple pounds. I'd love to tighten up. I'd love to have more muscle, whatever it may be. And I think that's okay. That's totally fine. I'm not saying I have a problem with people wanting to look better, but there is a problem with people wanting to look better that I've noticed just in my years of work with people that I feel like brings up a bigger topic. And that is, you know, that feelings aren't always going to be our best indicator of what we should do in terms of action. But sometimes there is something valid with emotion. And, you know, we need to pay attention to our feelings and our emotions around certain things. So, for instance, if I'm really freaking depressed about how my body looks and I'm really, really beating myself up mentally about how my body looks, I think we need to pay attention to that, because that should be a little bit of a green light for us to say, hey, there's something going on. Like, I need to dive into that a little bit more. And the problem that I see with people wanting to look better is they often leave out the why. So, you know, we focus so much on the physical appearance of our bodies that we often leave out the mental or the attachment component that's really going into why we want to look better. So I'll give you an example. If I sit down with a client for an intro and, you know, we start to talk and we're like, so, like, you know, what brings you in? And they're like, oh man, I really just want to lose some weight. I want to lose like 20 pounds and really see some good change from my physical standpoint. Well, I've done this for a long time and I know what they're trying to say, but I like to get people to say it themselves, and I like to dig in and make sure that they understand that they make the connection of why they want that. So a lot of times I'll push back and I'll say, yeah man, that's awesome, like so like what about that 20 pounds is going to do it for you? And they're like, oh well, I mean, you know, I'll look a lot better and I'll feel better. It's like, all right, feel better, we're getting there. What do you feel like now? Why do you want to feel better? It's like, well, you know, I'm just not really that happy with how my body looks. Like, we could play this game forever. I can go back and forth. I can dig more. But at the end of the day, what it's going to come down to is, you know, something real like, oh, dude, I actually freaking hate looking at my body in the mirror whenever I take my clothes off to get in the shower, because I'm disgusted with myself and I feel like a failure because I look at my body and I see the physical manifestation of my lack of willpower. I fail to see, you know, the connection between how I want to feel and how I look, you know, and that's really frustrating to me. I feel embarrassed to look at myself and to take my shirt off in front of people. It's like, dude, that is way, way, way more powerful to say than I want to lose 20 pounds to look better. So saying I want to look better leaves out a very important component of why you want to look better. And so I always try to push back now and say, you know, instead of wanting to just look better, let's try saying I want to feel better about how I look. You're right. So if I want to feel better about how I look, that takes the pressure off of my physical body and puts it on my internal clock of like, all right, I need to make some decisions. I need to take some actions. I need to do some things that I'm going to create the change myself and take ownership of my fitness level and my appearance per se. And I'm going to actually make sure that I'm course correcting and going in the right direction. A lot of times what we fail to see is that, you know, people try to focus so much on their physical appearance that they try to control things that they're not really in control of. And what I mean by that is like, you know, let's look at like stress, for instance. You know, you could be eating the perfect diet. You could be working out really well. You could be doing a lot of great things. And yet if you're stressed, that could like totally throw you off. You could be gaining body fat. You could be doing a lot of things to like try and, you know, combat that stress. But if you're overly stressed, if like work is crazy or if your kids are driving you up a wall or whatever it may be, it's like there's not a lot that you can do to really like fend that off per se and just like ignore that. There's got to be some proactive steps to really take care of that stress. And so a lot of times what happens when I work with clients is we start working on the behavioral side of things of like the nutrition and the exercise and things, but they don't address the stress component. And that's something that you can control to an extent. However, it's not the stress itself that you can control, but it's the way that you handle the stress that you can control. So think of it as I have certain things that come into my life that I can't control. However, I can control how I think about those things. I can control how I react to those things. I can control how I handle those things on a day-to-day basis. I can choose to take action about them, or I can choose to put them on the back burner and let them sit in my mind for a week, you know? And so there's different ways that we can go about managing that stress that would essentially eliminate the ability for that to build up to a point where we're now struggling with our appearance, because that stress is going to take a physical direction and really combat all the good work that we're doing on the outside of it. All right. So, you know, just, I mean, again, just controlling what you can control. That's really the main gist of that point is like, let's focus on what we can control. And from there, the physical stuff is going to take care of itself. So what I mean by that is if you focus on how you look all the time, you're going to often neglect how you feel because you're so caught up in how you look that you're often gonna just put the feeling stuff on the back burner. And then if you focus on how you feel, what's gonna happen is you're probably gonna actually see some physical benefit from that because you're actually being in tune with yourself. You know, I always say like, hating your body is a form of self-hatred. And I know that sounds very simple, but like, think about it. If you go around looking at yourself and talking negative about your body and your brain, and you know, you're constantly like self-conscious about your body and all these things, that you're hating on your body. And your body is a gift. Like, we should be honoring our bodies. We should be thankful for our bodies, and we should be managing our bodies in a healthy way because they're so awesome. And like, we should be giving our bodies the utmost respect. But usually a lot of times we dig ourselves into these holes where it's like, man, I'm not treating my body with respect, and I end up mentally hating my body because of it. Well, the disconnect there is you're putting the pressure on your body when you're not taking ownership of how your body got to that point. You know, if you ate clean for 3 years in a row, your body would not look the way that it does. So to some capacity, take some freaking ownership of where you've put yourself. If you're not happy with your body, start to like change that internal conversation and say, listen, I'm not happy inside with the choices that I've made, with the direction I've been heading, and I've been failing myself. That's way more powerful than just saying, you know, I just can't lose the weight. I don't know what I'm doing. I really don't understand why I can't lose the weight. I try. It's like, well, if you were trying and if you found something that worked, you wouldn't be in this position where you're still listening to this podcast episode and thinking, wow, this really resonates with me, right? So I think a lot of times the thing that people get twisted is that they think, oh, well, you know, this just happened to me. No, that didn't just happen to you. You are an accumulation of all of your choices and decisions and behaviors and everything. And so whatever you look like today, that's because of however many years before that, of all of your decisions and all of your stress and all of your eating and all of that stuff. It all comes out into how you look. Granted, yes, genes and all that kind of stuff play into it, your DNA, I get it. But if you're consistently eating the right amount of calories, you're not progressively getting heavier over time. So that is kind of, in a nutshell, taking personal ownership of where you're at and really just thinking about it in a way that's, you know, I have to be able to control what I can control, which is going to be certain things. You know, let's talk about those. What can I control that can play into me feeling good? Well, I can focus on my sleep. I can get plenty of sleep in the night. And if I get poor sleep quality, there's probably something to dive into there, which I won't talk about on this episode. But, you know, we have to find ways to get proactive into focusing on our sleep. Somebody I listen to a lot, they always say, we work out to earn the right to recover. And that's so powerful because we don't get stronger when we work out. We actually get weaker when we work out. We actually get less fit when we work out. It's the recovery portion where we get stronger and where we get better, where we actually create the change that we're desiring. But we have to allow our bodies the proper period of time to repair and to recover. So if I'm not getting adequate sleep, I'm just jacking my recovery up completely, because at that point, you know, I've done a bunch of hard work in the gym, but I'm waking up the next day and I'm still super stressed because I didn't allow myself a good 8 hours of sleep to really recover from that workout, you know. Or you have the people who work out 6 days a week, really hard, intense workouts and stuff, and they're just driving themselves into a hole because they don't understand that you have to recover. They think the workouts are what's going to get them the results. The problem is the workouts are just a facilitator to access the pathway to give you results. So if you can recover well, you'll get the results. But if you could work out 6 days a week really freaking hard and never see any results, right? So put less pressure on the workouts, put more pressure on the recovery, and that already is like a huge step for most people. Another thing, obviously, nutrition. If we look at our nutrition, we have to be fueling ourselves in a right way. Like, there's plenty of right ways, but I guess, like, when I say right, I mean, you know, we're getting adequate protein, we're getting vegetables in, we're focusing on a good balance of fats and carbs throughout the day, enough from a hormonal standpoint to support what we're doing as like a human, but also, you know, not diving into like too much of any one thing. And then just making sure we're getting enough water, getting enough, you know, good like micro and macro nutrients in. And I mean, you can go dive down a big rabbit hole of nutrition, but I'm just gonna keep it pretty short there. But like, don't go out on the weekends and eat pizza and drink beer and, you know, and then come back on Monday and say, well, I don't know why I can't lose weight. It's like, well, it's pretty self-explanatory. Like, you know. So the last thing that I really just wanted to touch on is like going back to the, you know, feeling and focusing on how we feel versus how we look. You know, there's a huge mental component in terms of like think of somebody that you know who is, and maybe you don't know this person, but I've encountered these people who they're super ripped, they're super lean, they look like amazing. You know, you only would dream that you have their body, and yet they're not happy. It's like, dude, how are you not happy? And well, it's pretty simple. It's because six packs don't equal happiness. Six packs don't equal feeling good. Like, being lean doesn't mean that you're happy, and it doesn't mean that you feel great. Being lean is a byproduct of not eating more calories than you need and burning off more calories than you take in. So, I mean, it's a pretty simple equation. You just have to do it consistently for a long period of time. But what you'll find is there's two camps of people who are really lean. There's the people who've worked hard for it and they understand how to treat their body well for it. And then there's the people who focus so much on the physical appearance of it that they often neglect how they feel and they crash their bodies. So you'll hear a lot of that where people, you know, especially in the like bodybuilding realm, you know, they'll go on these crash diets and they'll freaking lose like tons of body fat and stuff. And it's like, we look at that and we celebrate it. We're like, oh, you crushed it. You did great. You're so lean. You're so fit looking. But internally, they're a dumpster fire. Their hormones are out of balance. They feel like garbage. They can't even like hold a consistent conversation without like their emotions going all over the place. And it's just like, it's sad because we as a society have gotten in this train of thought that we have to congratulate people for these like success stories of losing weight and like getting leaner and, you know, doing all those things. Well, here's my thing. A success story isn't awesome because people lost weight. A success story isn't awesome because they went from 300 pounds to 150 pounds. Like, I hate when people utilize success stories as this celebration platform that's like, oh my gosh, you lost the weight finally. Like, congratulations, you're now acceptable from a societal standpoint. It's like, shut up, dude. It's not about that. Success stories are only awesome because people have finally accepted responsibility of their health and they've done something about it. So like, rather than sitting on their couch and being sad and being like, I just don't know why this is happening. I don't know why I'm 300 pounds. They've actually taken steps and done something about it. And guess what? Not everything that they do is going to be right. That's okay. That doesn't have to be the, you know, the end all be all. What I'm more so concerned about is that instead of them being 100% right in like what they're doing, you know, maybe they're doing something diet wise that I don't personally align with, or maybe they're doing a lot of, you know, a lot of certain types of workouts that I'm just not a big fan of, or whatever it may be. That's not my judgment. That's not my decision for them. My major thing that I would say is I'm going to congratulate that person because guess what? Nobody's going to get it 100% right. The people who are getting it 100% right are the people who have been in the business for 20 years and they just know what works. They know how to do it. So when you see somebody who goes on a big transformation and they've done it out of their own will, they've done it out of, I'm tired of feeling like crap and I'm tired of looking at myself and being disappointed, man, props to you, dude, because you finally taken personal responsibility. You finally owned up to the fact that you are in control of your actions and you've done something about it. And that to me is like the dopest thing that you can see. But what I'm not a fan of is when people crash diet and do it out of a sake of, well, I just need to get a six pack. Like, I just need it. And they never make the mental attachment of like, well, yeah, but why do you need that? And that's where they lose. They never actually understand why they need that. And that's why you end up seeing that yo-yo dieting, is because they don't understand their why. They don't have a good enough reason. They're not taking ownership of their actions. They're just doing stuff to please the physical appearance side and please other people of how they look. And that's not a success recipe. So again, I'm trying to keep these short. I could go on this topic for forever, but you know, I mean, in summary, it's like, let's not focus on how it looks. Let's focus on how it feels in terms of, am I feeling enough energy throughout the day? Am I feeling like I'm thriving? Am I getting good sleep? Am I feeling well rested? Am I feeling like I have low stress in my life? You know, that's the kind of stuff that's really the secret sauce. It's like, you can get a good pulse on where you're at based on how you feel, but you can't always judge how you feel off of how you look, because again, there's people out there who are ripped, but they don't feel good. They feel like garbage. You know, I'm not going to sit here and celebrate somebody for having a six pack if they feel like garbage. I'm going to celebrate somebody who has taken ownership of their lack of choices and their lack of, you know, proactive action in the past few years. And they've actually changed something about that and done something about it in a way that puts them on a healthier path, and they see some results from it. That's really where I am like, dude, props to you. So in short, man, I mean, you know, I just hope that you guys took something away from this. If nothing else, ask yourself why. Why do you want to look better? Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to gain muscle? Get deeper into that. You don't have to share that with anybody. I mean, I always tell clients, like, hey, you can share whatever you want to share with me. I'm not going to judge you for it. I don't judge anything. If anything, I want to help you through where you're at. I want to help you understand better why you want to do something and know if it's the right thing for you. And if it is, cool. But, you know, outside of that, it's for you. You got to know what you're doing and you got to know why you're doing it. Otherwise, it's not going to work. It's not going to be sustainable. It's not going to be a long-term approach for you that you're going to resonate with. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. My goal is to probably get one of these out every week. So be on the lookout for another one coming soon. And outside of that, thank y'all for tuning in. I'll see you later.